Good evening. We find ourselves now in between the Yemei HaChanukah and Asara B'Tevis. The Svarim tell us that a Shabbos after a Yom Tov still contains the Oiris and the Shefa of the Yom Tov. So that means it's really still Chanukah till after Shabbos. Yom Tov of Chanukah is with us until Moitzoi Shabbos Parshas Vayigash. Today was Gimel Teves. Gimel Teves, many years, is Zois Chanukah, depending whether Kislev is 29 days or 30 days. This year Kislev was 30 days, so Zois Chanukah was Beis Teves. So today was not Zois Chanukah. Nevertheless, the Svarim tell us that Tzadikim said that Gimel Teves still has the power of Zois Chanukah, even when it's not Zois Chanukah. Since many years it is Zois Chanukah, so the Or of Chanukah is still Gimel Teves, even when a year like this year, when Beis Teves was Zois Chanukah. So really, Chanukah really just ended. And being that it's the week of Vayigash, so Chanukah continues until after this Shabbos. That means in this Shabbos we still have the Oiris of Chanukah. But on the other hand, it's the Shabbos prior to the fast day known as Asara B'Teves, and the 2 days that before Asara B'Teves, Ches Tes Yud. Ches Tes is also the also very sad days that we mention them in the Slichas. In the Slichas of Asara B'Teves, we actually talk not only about what happened on Asara B'Teves, Ches and Tes, but also what happened on Hei Teves. Hei Teves, which is tomorrow night, is mentioned in the Navi Yecheskel. That was the day when the bad news came to Bavel that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They first found out on Hei Teves. That's when Hashem told Yecheskel, there's going to be a pullet, a refugee who's going to be coming from Eretz Yisrael to deliver the news. It took a few months. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Tisha B'Av. They first found out about it in Bavel because there were blocks, there were obstacles on the road. They weren't able to get there. They found out on Hei Teves. So Hei Teves is mentioned in Navi in Yecheskel as a day of the delivering of negative news. That's also mentioned in the Slichas of Asara B'Teves. So you have Hei Teves, you have Ches Teves, which is the day that the Torah was translated into Greek, which the Gemara says was a very, very sad day, especially what the intention of the Greeks was not Harbatzas Torah. And then we have Tes Teves, which some poskim say we don't know exactly what happened that day, but in the Slichas it says clearly that that's the day that Ezra HaSoifer passed away. Ezra was the last of the Nevi'im, known as Malachi, and with his death, Nevuah came to an end. And that's what made the death of Ezra so tragic, more so perhaps than other Nevi'im who passed away, because on that day, we lost Nevuah. Nevuah came to an end. Mishemes Ezra, Botla Nevuah, and that was Tes Teves. Now, there are those who say that Tes Teves is the birth of Oisai Ha'ish. Oisai Ha'ish, Nittel, the night known as Nittel, that many have a minute not to learn that night because it's the Leda of Oisai Ha'ish. So we see in the Slichas of Asara B'Teves, B'Sholosh Makos B'Chodesh Hazeh Higani. Three Makos occurred in this Chodesh, besides what happened on Asara B'Teves. The Achani B'Shmoina Boy, the eighth, who Melech Yavon in Sandi Lichtoiv Das Yavonis. That's when the Melech Yavon forced the Jews to translate the Torah into Yavonis. Zoyamti B'Tisha Boy, on the ninth, Toroif Toiraf Boy HaNoisein Imre Shefer, who Ezra HaSoifer, that's the death of Ezra. And of course, the tenth is when Yecheskel was commanded to write B'Sefer HaMachzeh, that that's the day when Yerushalayim was placed in siege by Nebuchadnezzar, but he mentions here also Bevoyelai Hapolit Leimor Hukasa Ha'ir. This is the day when the Polit, the refugee, came from Yerushalayim to tell those in Bavel that the city was destroyed. And that was Hei Teves. So all the tragedies of Teves are mentioned in the Slichas of Asara B'Teves, which is the day that we fast, which is the Aschalta of the Puranus, at the beginning of the Puranius, as mentioned many times. It's a very severe tainus. If we have to fast this year, we don't know whether we're going to be fasting this year. We have the Amunah and the Betochen that we're not going to be fasting this year, that this year it's going to be the Aschalta of the Geula. especially that we are in the year of Tav Shanayin Vav, in the year of Moitzoi Shvius, as the Gemara says, of Moitzoi Shvius ben David Ba. And Asara B'Tavis is a very appropriate day for the revelation of Mashiach, being that that's when the Peronius began. Therefore, V'nahapaychu Yehovchu Yamim Eilu L'Sosin L'Simcha. So just like we know Tisha B'Av Leidas Mashiach, Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yom Tov. Asara B'Tavis is also going to be a Yom Tov, as the Navi says in Zechariah. And being that it's the beginning, then that should be the day that the beginning of the Geula, the revelation of Mashiach, starts. Especially coming from Chanukah, which Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Now, the parsha is Vayigash. The parsha that we read normally after Chanukah is Vayigash. So this parsha contains Oireis of Chanukah and Hachana to Asara B'Tavis, which can go either way. Asara B'Tavis either, as it was in the past, was the Aschalta, the Puranusa, the beginning of the Churban, or Asara B'Tavis being the Aschalta, the Geula. It can go either way. So Vayigash has in it both, as we'll see. It's a parsha that contains Inyone Churban and Inyone Geula. First of all those sad days that we mention that happened in this month of Teves, beginning with Hey Teves, the bad news, the Besura Ro'ah, and the fact that the Torah was translated into Yevonis, and the death of Ezra HaSofer and the end of Nevuah, Leidas Oisai HaIsh, and Asara B'Tavis, Yerushalayim being placed in a siege, you have in this parsha L'mal Yusa. You have in the parsha the opposite. Number one, this is the parsha that contains the great news, not the Besura Ra, the Besura Toiva, the good news that Yosef is still alive. Oid Yosef Chai. It was such great news that Yaakov couldn't even believe it. And Sipurno writes that he had a heart attack. He couldn't handle it. The news was shocking, but it was good news. Serach Bas Usher is preparing him for it. Serach Bas Usher, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, in this parasha, that she was always singing to him, playing music, consoling him, and telling him, Oid Yosef Chai, to prepare him when he will finally hear that Yosef really is alive. So this is the parasha that contains a Besura Toiva. Even though Hey Tevis is the day that the Besura Ra came, that Yerushalayim was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But in the parasha we read about a Besura Toiva to counter that Besura Ra. The fact that the Torah was translated into Yevonis, which means they took Lashon HaKodesh, they took something from Lashon HaKodesh and brought it bachutz, they brought it outside into Lashon Chol. We find that Yosef tells the brothers when he reveals himself to them, he says, Ki piha medaber aleichem. You see that I am Yosef? And if you don't believe that I'm Yosef, they weren't able to answer him, they were in shock. So he tells them, Ani Yosef achichem ashem achatem oisim mitzroim. So Rashi says, how do you know that I am Yosef? Because I speak to you B'Lashon HaKodesh. So how does that prove he's Yosef? Menashe was speaking Lashon, the Melech was talking Lashon HaKodesh. He was the interpreter. How do you think they were able to speak them? Of course he knew what they were saying, but he made believe he didn't know. And there was an interpreter who knew Lashon HaKodesh, who was interpreting what they were saying to him, what he was saying to them. So someone spoke Lashon HaKodesh over there. How does that prove that he's Yosef? Tell us the Svarim, Lashon HaKodesh, he spoke with Kedusha, Kedushas HaBris, Bris HaLashon, they saw that his Lashon was Kodesh. He wasn't affected by the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Ki piyam medaber aleichem b'Lashon HaKodesh. The opposite, they wanted to contaminate Lashon HaKodesh by translating the Torah into Yevonis. Yosef in Mitzrayim transformed the Lashon Mitzri into Lashon HaKodesh, similar to Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that the Kedusha of the Menorah, the Kedusha of the Or of Chanukah goes outside. They wanted to bring the Tumah in, we bring the Kedusha out. And that which Ezra passes away, and as a result, Nevuah ends, in this parasha, Yaakov receives Nevuah again. V'atechi ruach Yaakov avihem, sharsa olav shechina shepir shemimera. The shechina that left them returned. Hashras hashchina once again. Yaakov is happy. His prophecy returns. He's now able to say Nevuah. For 22 years, the Shechina left him. Now he experiences Or. He experiences Hashras Hashchina. So whatever the seer days are in this chodesh, hey, ches, tes, yud, in this parasha you see the opposite. In fact, and the fact that it's leidas oisei ha'ish, oisei ha'ish is begematria chodesh teves, because that's the chodesh in which oisei ha'ish was born. The Christianity and the holiday that they have, which also starts on the 25th, Lahavdil, which they mistakenly claim that he is the Goyel Yisrael. So in this parasha we have the Haftorah. The first Haftorah that talks to us about Mashiach is in Parashas Vayigash. This parasha, this Haftorah. The Haftorah of Ve'avdi David Nasi Aleihem La'olam, the true Melech HaMashiach, the true descendant of Malchus Beis David, is in the Haftorah here in Vayigash, the Navi Yecheskel, where Yecheskel is told to take the two sticks, one written on it Yosef, one written on it Yehuda, and to bring them together, that the Malchus of Yosef and the Malchus Beis David unite with one king, the Avdi David Melech Aleihem La'olam, which is of course referring to Mashiach, who is a descendant of David HaMelech, who then everyone will mekabel him as Melech, and he is the true Goyel. Unlike what they say, which is Leidas Oisei Ha'ish, which is what they're celebrating at this time. Now, Pashtus, though, in this parasha, the Golus begins. What happens in Parashas Vayigash? Yaakov Ubonov go down to Mitzrayim. Just like there's Mitzrayim geographically, there's a Mitzrayim of time. We are now entering the Mitzrayim of time, and that's Teves. Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. The Leile Teves for Aruchim, the long nights of Teves. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem li Yisrael b'marois halayla. Vayomer Elokim li Yisrael b'marois halayla. Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Hineini. Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzrayim. So the pasuk begins, Hashem said to Yisrael, and the visions of night, a very, very strange expression which you did not find in Chumash, marois halayla. And he says, but then he doesn't call him Yisrael, he calls him Yaakov. Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. Rashi says, Lashon Chiba, an expression of love. He says his name twice. The Pasuk is hinting to us the time we're in now. The time we're entering now, coming from Chanukah, is the Marais Halayla, the Leile Teves Ha'aruchim. The Marais Halayla is Begematria Chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves. Wait, Chodesh without a Vav. B'marois halayla b'gematria Chodesh Teves. Teves is the layla. It's the month that have the longest nights. It's known as the Yemei HaChoshech, the 3 days of Ches Tes Yud. They're called the Shloshes Yemei HaFeila in Chodesh Teves. And we're coming from Chanukah, where we experienced a Yom Tov of Yisrael, as we spoke about, that Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the name Yisrael was revealed, that we read in the parashas of Vayishlach, Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael. That's the Shem Hamayla, the name of Ruchnius, which the war, the Greeks battled Klal Yisrael. The war here was a spiritual war, not a physical. It was a spiritual war. Al Amcha Yisrael, we've been saying it for quite a while, until yesterday. Chanukah is Yisrael, because Chanukah, they fought against Yisrael. They fought against the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. They fought against the spirituality. They contaminated the oil, the Torah, the ruchnius. That's the Yisrael. The lower level is Yaakov. So coming from Chanukah, where we experience Yisrael, the Yom Tov of Chanukah was Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, and once again, through the Chashmonoim, the name Yisrael was reignited. Vayomer Elohim LeYisrael B'marois HaLayla, going now into the visions of night, going into the Chodesh of Teves, where we go down from Yisrael to Yaakov. Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Hineini. Yaakov Lashon Chiba, that Hashem loves us even when we're not on the Madrega of Yisrael. Even though we're going into a month of Tevis, into a dark month of Marais Halayla. Yaakov, Yaakov is Begematria HaSatan. Because Tevis is the month in which the Satan has Shlit. Like we read in the parasha, HaSatan Mekatreg B'Shas HaSakana. Rashi brings here, and in the previous parasha as well, read as we enter the month of Teves, that Yaakov was afraid to send Binyamin to Mitzrayim, ukra'ohu osayin. He was afraid that an accident will occur. So Rashi says, Shahas Satan mekatreid b'shas hasakana. The Satan prosecutes in times of danger. Teves is a shasakana compared to other times. It's a time that the satan has shlita. But a yid has the power to remove the satan. So Chodesh Teves is begamatri a kras satan. We know that there's the Anabakayach, which is the Shem Membeis, that's known as Shem Membeis. That's 42 words. One of the Shemus HaKadoshim of HaKadosh Baruch was Anabakayach. And Anabakayach has six stanzas. The second one is Kabel Rinas Amecha Sagvenu Taharenu Noira. Kabel Rinas Amcha, some even insert that stanza in the Shemayna Esri and the Lakai Netzor. It's a school to say it every day. And as in that schus was eicher to rip apart the satan. The satan is makatrin all the time, except for Yom HaKippurim. But there are certain times when the kitruk of the satan is greater, like right after Hanukkah. Hanukkah is like, the last day of Hanukkah is like is Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. What happens the day after Yom Kippur? It's known that the day after Yom Kippur, the satan is waiting to see whether or not we really did tshuva. And he's ready to be makatrik. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. Hashem gave us the Yom Tov of Chanukah as a grace period for those who didn't complete their tshuva. Yom Kippur or Hoshana Rabbah, they have till Zeis Chanukah. So right after Zeis Chanukah, again, the satan is makatrik. The satan is makatrik, b'shasa sakana. So Yaakov is begematria ha-satan, because we're going down now into from Yisrael to Yaakov, where the satan has shlita, and the satan is mekatrik b'shasa sakana. Says Hashem to Yaakov Avinu, don't be afraid. Anoichi ha-keil l'kei avicha al-tira meiridom Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid from going down to Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to enter Chodesh Teves. Ki l'goy got la-sim chasham, that's where you're going to grow. Anoichi eireit imcha Mitzrayim. I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. The Shechina goes with us in Golus. The Yom Tov of Chanukah goes with us in Teves. V'yosef yoshes yodai aleinechas. Yodua Yosef is Chanukah. As we spoke many times, Shaloh HaKadosh is Mayrich in these parashas. The reason why the Torah talks about Chanukah, talks about Yosef in the vicinity of Chanukah. We always learn, Chanukah always falls out in the weeks that we're learning about Yosef HaTzadik, because he was Chanukah. He was the Bechina of Chanukah. Yaakov is Sukkos, Yosef is Chanukah. Chanukah is the extension of Sukkos. Keneged Pari HaChag. Yosef goes down, he goes below 10. Yosef goes into Mitzrayim. Yosef deals with the lower levels. It's mentioned many times. That's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So, V'yosef yoshes yodei aleinecha. Yosef will put his hands on your eyes, which literally means that Yosef will be with you until the end, until like when a person is niftar, he closes his eyes. Yosef Yoshes Yodei Aleinecha. Chanukah will be with you through Teves. Chanukah illuminates this month. The fact that Rosh Chodesh Teves, and the first day or two or three sometimes, is Chanukah. So the Yom Tov of Chanukah extends into the entire month. And of course the purpose is that it should go all the way to Asara B'Teves and be Mevatel the fast. That Asara B'Teves should become a Yom Tov. Acha tichla regel min ashuk. The Gemara says in Shabbos, we're supposed to light the menorah mishet tishka hachama, acha tichla regel min hashuk, which means until there's no more tumah in the world, there's no more regel in the shuk. There's no shuk is the market. That's the rishus harabim. No one's walking in the rishus harabim. There's no more tumah. Shetichla regel is begamatri asara b'teves. There's no more fast of asara b'teves. Asara b'teves is nishapech and it becomes a yomtiv. Now, why was there a Golus in the first place? The Golus came about because of Sinas Chinam, especially Bayis Sheni. And what's the tikkun of Sinas Chinam? Ahavas Chinam. In the Haftarah we read, this Haftarah, which talks about the union of Yosef and Yehuda, the two pieces of wood that Yechezkel brings together under the banner of Malchus Beis David, means that the Jews unite. V'avdi David Melech Aleihem, V'roya Echod Yihye Lechulam, one shepherd for all. V'yoshvu al ha'oras Hashem nasati la'avdi li'yakov v'chorati lohem bris shalom. I will make with a covenant of peace. Bris shalom. Bris shalom is also begematria asara b'teves. Bris shalom. That's the asara b'teves, which is the day in which the churban began. It started with a siege. The siege forced unity among Jews. They couldn't go out. They couldn't go in. Everyone was together. You couldn't help it. Everyone was together. It was sort of a way of saying, if you stay united, then maybe it'll only be a siege. Then the siege could be removed. And then maybe this will never turn into a churban. It did. But eventually Asara B'Tevis will be the Aschalta, the Geula, the Bris Shalom. That this is the Pasha that unity takes place. Yosef joins with the brothers in Parshas Vayigash. The Achloikas between Yosef and the brothers ends in Parshas Vayigash. That's the Tikkun, that's what's going to bring the Geula. When the Jews unite, when there's no more Sinas Aschina. And this is the Shabbos before Asara B'Tevis. So this Shabbos, which is the Shabbos after Chanukah, which Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, the light of Chanukah, the light of Mashiach, has to continue, has to extend into Teves. The goal is that there should not be a fast on Asara B'Tevis, that the light of Chanukah should go into Asara B'Tevis, and Asara B'Tevis becomes a Yom Tov. It becomes Bris Shalom. So the parsha goes both ways. On the one hand, there's unity in this parsha. On the one hand, you already have the tikkun. On the other hand, they're going into Golus. Golus Mitzrayim starts this week in this parsha. The Yaakov Uvonov Yardu LeMitzrayim. That's this parsha. B'Shivim Nefesh Yardu Avisacha Mitzrayim. When is that? The Ayin Nefesh, the 70 nefeshes that enter the walls of Mitzrayim with Yecheved Shenoel Ben Hachaymos, who's the mother of the Redeemer. That happens here in this parasha. So we're entering Mitzrayim, and in time, we're entering Teves. Now, we all know what Chazal tell us, that there were really 69. If you make the count, there were really 69 nefashas here. There's one missing, and there's different opinions who that one is. Was it Yocheved, Shenel de Ben Achaymes? Or was it Yaakov? Some say Serach Bas Osher. And then there's an opinion that it was Hushim Ben Don. One of the opinions of Chazal is that the one who brought the number to 70, the one who was Mashlim, the Ayin Nefesh, is Hushim, son of Dan, the lowest of all the Shvatim. And he himself was deaf. Without him, there couldn't be the Hashlama of the Ayin Nefesh. Just like we know, in order to leave Mitzrayim, the Jews had to have the number 600,000. And the same as the Gemara says, Ein ben David ba at sheyichlu kol neshamas shebeguf. Mashiach cannot come until every neshama comes down into the world, which is why there's so many obstacles in that area. Whether it's the abortion, the birth control, all these things have to be ma'akev, the geula, like it was then in the time of Mitzrayim, when Pari says, kol ha'bein ha'yilei ha'yoyret ha'shlichu, knowing full well that until they have 600,000, they won't be able to go out of Mitzrayim. So Pari is trying to decrease the population. Similar to what we see today, except today you find these multiple births like never before, because Hashem's plan is going to happen. You can't prevent, just like then, Yoldu Shisha Bekeres Echad, they tried to decrease the population. V'chashiyanu, I say, Kain Yirba V'chain Yifroitz, the same as now. Agav, we're not going into that now, but this number of 70, the Ayin Nefesh, was necessary. As they came down to Mitzrayim, they had to be Ayin. Why? To counter the 70 nations. As we mentioned, Paro is the superpower of the world. Mitzrayim was the superpower of the world at that time. So Paro was sort of like the president of the United States, if that means anything today. But Paro was the chief, the head of the superpower of the world, which represented all the 70 nations. That's why Paro had to know 70 languages, and Yosef knew 70 languages. So, because Mitzrayim, which was the first of all the Goliaths, Mitzrayim was the root of all the Goliaths. The Medrash says, "Kol ha'malchios nekrois al shem Mitzrayim, shehem mitzirim li Israel." So, in order to counter the Ayin Umos, the Ayin Lashonos, Klal Yisrael had to come into Mitzrayim with the number 70. With the letter Ayin. That's the letter that Teves was created with. Tziyadua, we spoke about it, Rosh Chodesh. Every month was created with a different letter. It says in Sefer Yetzirah, Teves was created with the letter Ayin, which the Ayin either represents the nations, the Ayin Umais. The first time it ever says Ayin in Chumash, as Reb Tzadik says, that the first time you have a letter in Chumash, that's the source of that letter, is in the words Al Penei Sahaim, and the second Pasuk of Bereishis, where it's talking about Edoin, the Ha'aretz Ha'isasayhu Vavayhu V'choyshech Al Penei Sahim. That's the first Ayin. So the first Ayin is associated with negativity. It's associated with the nations, with the Ayin Umais, with the Malchiyais that Klal Yisrael suffered under their rule. But on the other hand, there's the Ayin Nefesh. The Ayin Nefesh counter the Ayin Umais. So in this parasha, on the one hand, we're entering Mitzrayim, just like we're entering Teves, which was created with the letter Ayin, and we're entering the Golus of Mitzrayim, which is the Shoirish of all the Ayin Umais, the Ayin Lashonos. On the other hand, we have the formation of the Ayin Nefesh. There are 70 Nefeshes. Now, we have the number necessary to be able to combat. It's sort of like every one of the Nefeshes represents another nation, is able to fight another Umma. But who was that 70th nefesh? Who was that last nefesh that was mashlim? So according to the opinion that it was Yecheved, because Yecheved is the mother of the Goyel, so it was Yecheved is related to the Geula. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goyel, Moshe Goyel Rishon, the Goyel Achroin. So he's the last, she is that Ayin Nef, she is that 70th nefesh from whom the Redeemer comes to redeem us from all of this. But according to the opinion, it's Chushim ben Don. Why him? So it's interesting, Behemshech also to what we spoke about, Rosh Chodesh, that Teves is Keneged Don. Every month is Keneged another Shevet. Teves was the 10th of the months, Bachodesh HaAsiri Hu Chodesh Teves, that says the Megillah Esther. And Don is Biyayim HaAsiri Nasi Livnei Don. Don was the one who traveled 10th. The Arizal says Don corresponds to Teves. And Don, they were the lowest of the Shvatim. The pasuk says ubenei don chushim in the plural. Why does it say ubenei don? It says ben don chushim. What's benei? So it's yadua that sitra achara is plural. Sitra the kedusha is yachid. Klal Yisrael are referred to as shivim nefesh. One, not nefashais, nefesh. Esav had only six children, and they were referred to as nafshais beisai. And essentially, Rashi brings it here in this parasha. He brings on the pasuk. Kol ha-nefesh ha-ba li-Yakov Shivim. He says here, Motsosi b'vayikra rabba. Esav, sheish nefashais hayuloi, v'hakosav kairayis and nafshais beis. He only had six children, and they're referred in the plural. Because by goyim, there's no achdus. There's no unity. Since they don't believe in Hashem Echad, they don't have achdus either. Fisha hoyu oivdin le'elohus harbe. They worship many gods. Yaakov, however, had 70 descendants. And the pasuk refers to them as nefesh, loshen, yachid. They worship only one God. Yet, when it talks about all the other shvatim, so it says it in the plural, because they each had many children. But when it says don, he only had one child, why do we say ubenei don chushim? We should say uben don chushim. Said clearly because don was affected by Esav. Ki yodua, that the donites, they were the ones that Amalek started up with. Who were they? They were from Shevet Don. They were the Neflotim min Ha'onah. They were the ones who were outcasted from the cloud. They were the sinners. They were the lower Nefashas, the lower Neshamas that have to come on to Chanukah. Ubnei Don Chushim. Chushim Rosh Tevis Madlik Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah. But yet, their Mashlim, he is Mashlim, the Shivim Nefesh. Without him, Klal Yisrael is not complete. Without the last nefesh, I say ubenei don chushim is begematria va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Where every yid is a tzaddik, kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik loy lamabah. Every yid is a potential tzaddik, even chushim. Not only that, but chushim is the one who kills Esav. Chushim, as the Gemara says in Saita, Masechta that many who started Daf Yomi just finished this week. So the other Gemara tells us that it was chushim who was deaf, which symbolizes that he was a chayresh. He was potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. He's equated to a shoita and a cotton. He's the one who kills Esav. Our generation is like a generation of cherishim. Our generation is a generation of mutes. We don't have the sensitivity. We don't have the nevuah of the past generations. We're ruach hakodesh of the past generations. So we're all like deaf. We don't hear the ruach hakodesh of the previous generations. So we're all little chushims. Every one of us is a chushim. Nevertheless, Chushim had the power to kill Esav. He's the one that kills Esav. And Esav says the Zayar rules in Chodesh Teves. And as we mentioned by the Rosh Chodesh Shir, that what it says in the Shem Shmuel, that Esav was killed on Rosh Chodesh Teves. Chushim killed Esav on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is in the middle of Chanukah. That's when Yaakov was buried, as the Bnei Yisrael says. So Chushim, who's from Don, who's represented by Teves, kills Esav on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which Teves is the month of Esav. And he's the 70th Nefesh. He's Mashlim the minion to Ayin. And with him, we have now the ability to counter all the Ayin Umays. Meaning, those neshamas that need Chanukah, which is our generation is the last generation, the Ikfasid the Mashiach, the generation of Chevlei Mashiach, Chushim Oisius Mashiach, our generation of Chevlei Mashiach, our generation of Ikfasid the Mashiach, the last generation of Akev, are the neshamas of Chanukah. We need Chanukah. Chanukah is Yadua, is Merumas in the last eight psukim of Sefer, of Chumash. The last eight psukim. they found through Bechol Bev Eismandel Zatzal, who was the first one who actually revealed the codes of the Torah that now they are finding with computer technology. So he wrote in the Sefer in the 1940s that Matisyahu is hinted in the skipping of every 49 Oisius. If you start with the Mem of Ayomas Shom Moshe, and you count 49, and then again for you get Mem Tov Tov Yud Heva. Matisyahu is hinted at the end of Chumash, the last eight psukim, which is referring to the death of Moshe when we didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu, and those eight psukim, as Rav Wolfson in the Sefer Yemunas Yitecha is Meirich, is where all the forgotten neshamas are hinted. All the forgotten neshamas, all the neshamas of Chanukah, all the neshamas of Ikvus and the Mashiach are in the last eight psukim of Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, which the Gemara says Moshe wrote it with tears. One opinion is Yehoshua wrote it. The other opinion the Gemara says in the Bava Basra is Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it with tears, because the tears, seeing the tzaras of Ikvus and the Mashiach, seeing our generation, seeing the Holocaust, seeing all that's going on in Eretz Yisrael, seeing Golos Yishmael, that's where Matisyo, that's where Chanukah is hinted, Dafka in the last eight psukim. The time of Lashkicham Teirosecha, these eight psukim are hinted, those neshamas that are niflat, that are sort of outcast from the rest of the Torah. These eight psukim are different than the rest of the Torah, even halachically, as the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Sefer Torah, it's Gedua. These eight psukim were either written by Yehoshua or by Moshe B'dema, however we learn Pshat. But these eight psukim are unique, they're different, they're at the end. And they refer to our generation. These are the psukim of Chushim ben Don, the psukim of the Donites, those who have to come on to the Nes of Chanukah, those that Chanukah gave a tikkun to, which is our generation, which our generation was zeichet to Zeis Chanukah, that Zeis Chanukah is the tikkun, the gemach sima teiva. For those who Yom Kippur, it's not enough. Hashanah Rabbah is not enough, which is our door needs Zeis Chanukah. That's why in the previous generations, many ask, how can we only know about that it's a Gemach Sim Metoiv in the last 200 years? Before the Baal Shem Tov, even the Ari HaKadosh was Meramez, or before the Arizal, no one ever said that Chanukah is the Gemach Sim Metoiv. No one ever said it because then you didn't need it, because then everyone was on the Madrega that either Yom Kippur or Hashanah Rabbah was the Gemar. No one strayed, no one fell so low to have to come on to Zeis Chanukah. But as the generations became further and further away, Hashem Beroiv Rachma Vachasodov was Megala to us al yedei avodav anaviim, al yedei avodav hatzadikim, that there's a grace period. We have till Zeis Chanukah that even the Donites, even the Bnei Don Chushim, plural, Ubnei Don, even those that are under the effect of Esau, that's why it says it in plural, also have a tikkun, and they too will be able to combat the tumah of Esav. They too will be able to combat the nesyonos of Ikvus of the Mashiach. That's why Dafka Chushim ben Don is the one who's mashlem dominion. He's the one who makes it shivim. He's the one who makes it kol hanefesh lebeis Yaakov abo'am mitzrayim shivim. And now we're not afraid. We're not afraid to go into Golos. We're not afraid to go into Teves. One, with the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where everyone felt that everyone was Nisayr and everyone had a tikkun, we can now go into Tevis with confidence. What does Yaakov Avinu do as soon as he enters Mitzrayim? The first thing Yaakov Avinu does when he enters Mitzrayim is he says the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema has the big ayin. The big ayin of Shema is a remez to the ayin umayis, that even in the world of ayin, in a world of plurality, in a world of division, a yid brings Achdus Hashem. A Yid teaches Achdus Hashem even in a world of plurality. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov Avinu enters Mitzrayim, which was divided, which is Ayin, which is Tumah, Sitrach. They don't believe in one God. First thing he says is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He brings Achdus Hashem into Mitzrayim, which that's Chanukah. Chanukah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ki Yadua, the 25 Oisius of Shema. As it says in Tikkunei Zohar, is a remez to Chanu Chaf Hei, the Yoim Chaf Hei. The Chaf Hei Bechislev, Yoim the Chanukah Temanya Inun, which starts on Chaf Hei and goes into Teves. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad goes into Teves. Chanukah goes into Teves. It lights up the Teves. And the purpose of the Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach that is revealed to us on Chanukah is not supposed to close when Chanukah ends, even though till now it did. Till Tav Shanayin Vav, it did. because after Hanukkah we entered the dark days of Teves. V'haraya, we had to fast Asara B'Teves, and then there was another, and there was a Shiva Asa B'Tamas and a Tisha B'Av. So we were never zeich yet to that finale, to that final Hanukkah that's going to finally break through the Choshech and turn Asara B'Teves into a Yom Tov. That never happened. But we all hope that this year it will, in the year of Teshua. B'chasisa Teshua Gedayla. Teshua is Hey Tavshanai and Vav. We hope that this year will be the year of the Teshua Gedayla. Ufurkan Kahayim Hazeh. So Pashas Vayigash is the Pasha that where we make the transition from Chanukah to Asara B'Teves. From Chanukah into the month of Teves. And the Pasha goes both ways. You see the Pasha's meramis to us in Yonei Geula and in Yonei Golus. At the same time they're going into Golus, they're going down into Mitzrayim, but Yaakov is receiving a bracha and a haftach and not to be afraid. As mentioned before, Al Tira Meirdom Mitzrayim, and not to be afraid to go into Teves. But yet in the Pasha you have in Yonei Geula, you have the Tikkun for the Golus, which is the Avas Chinam, the union of the Shvatim, Yosef and the brothers joined together. Yosef sees the brothers backing out. It says, the pasuk says, he said, "Gishuna elai vayigashu," like the name of the parsha, "Vayigash," which means to come close. He says, "Come close to me," because Rashi says, "Ra oisam nisoygim la'ocher." He saw them like backing away. They're moving back. They were scared of him. They were nervous. They were stunned. He says, "Now, my brothers, you're embarrassed." Kara lahem b'loshen rakov etachanunim. He called to them in a very soft, merciful voice. And he showed them that he was circumcised, as Rashi brings it. So Yosef was makarev the brothers. He's telling the brothers to come close. They were merachikim till now. They distanced him. They sold him. They wanted to kill him. And he is makarev them. We see here the tremendous tzitkus of Yosef, the midas tovus of Yosef HaTzadik, in two ways in the parasha, which that itself is a tremendous tikkun, something that we have to learn from in our time, and that hopefully will bring the geula. And that is when Yosef was confronted with the brothers, and here he had an opportunity to really let them have it. Here he had an opportunity to embarrass them in public. And what does the Torah tell us? The lo yochel Yosef lehisapek. Now, most people learn this pasuk to mean Yosef couldn't contain himself, and he couldn't control himself anymore. He had to tell them who he is. Okay, everyone get out of the room. Rashi says more than that. Rashi says, lo yochel lisboil, Sheyiyu Mitzrayim Nitzavnola V'Shoymen She'echav Mizbaishen B'Yivodolim. Rashi says not that he couldn't control himself anymore and he had to let loose. It means he couldn't endure, he couldn't take the fact that a Mitzri might be in the room when he reveals who he is, and it's going to come out, they're going to find out that they sold Yosef, and Yosef might be embarrassed, and they might be embarrassed. So Yosef doesn't want them to be embarrassed, he wants everyone out of the room. Yosef doesn't want them to be embarrassed. He suffered embarrassment for 22 years. One day worse than the next. First sold as a slave. Then he's an accused criminal. Then he's in a dungeon. And the 12 years, embarrassment after embarrassment. No, there's no greater busha. The Gemara says, Avadim don't even have busha. So they lose their busha. So he had busha, non-stop busha. He's worried about their busha. As the Baal HaTanya writes, from Yosef you learn how not to take nekama. Not to be goyim al chayot, the way he had the opportunity, at least even though he was revealing himself to the brothers, al pidin, was he mechuyev to send out all the mitzrayim? He sent them all out, so chas v'sham, there shouldn't be even a ray of nekama here to take revenge for the busha that they caused him, because he doesn't want them to be embarrassed. And then later on in the parasha we find that the pasuk says, v'yes ha'om hevir oisai le'orim miktzei ha'oretz v'yad kotzeihu, that Yosef moved everyone out of their homes and moved everyone around in Mitzrayim. Why did he do that? Rashi says, why did the pasuk have to tell you that he took people from one city to the next? Okay, but Pashas, he was showing he was the Baal. He's the boss. He's telling you live here, you live here. I'll decide who lives wherever it is. Says Rashi, the only reason the Torah tells this to us is lehodiach ha-shvachoy shel Yosef. Shenizkaveh lehosir cherpa me'al. He didn't want his brothers to be embarrassed. Because they came, they weren't citizens. They came, they're immigrants. So, and he didn't want that everyone should call them that. So everyone became immigrants because no one was living in their hometown. He moved everyone around so his brothers shouldn't be embarrassed. They shouldn't feel like foreigners because everyone was a foreigner. He made everyone feel like a foreigner by moving everyone around. All so his brothers shouldn't be embarrassed. And he, if anything, he's the one who went through that. He was the one who went through that. He was the epitome of being a foreigner. He was a foreigner from a strange land, living the whole time in a country which is not his. Not one Jew there to Jew. And yet he is making sure that his brothers shouldn't be embarrassed. Don't you call them foreigners? Ad kedei kach, the sitkus of Yosef, the Avos Yisrael of Yosef at Tzadik. So in this parasha we see the tikkun for the geula. How we have to get along with one another, not to take revenge, not to do the things that people do that causes sin aschinam, which is what brought about the geula. So this parasha is the achdus of Yosef and the brothers. That's why the haftarah is about Mashiach. The haftarah talks about the first haftarah since the beginning of the year that actually talks straight out about the avdi David melech aleihem la'olam, the avdi David nasi lahem la'olam. That is in this week's haftarah, which ends off with the psukim. V'hoya mishkani aleihem, v'yodu agoyim ki ani Hashem mekadesh es Yisrael b'hiyos mikdoshi b'soichem. Mikdoshi b'soichem is b'gematria Malchus beis David. My mikdosh will be among them la'olam, forever, never to be destroyed again. This is the nevuah of Yechezkel concerning the bayis hashlishi, concerning the geula ha'achroina, the geula nitzchis. So far, all the haftarahs that we had till now, we're not about the geula ha'achroina, like this one, Pashas Vayigash. And next week, when we have Asara B'teves, that's in the week where the Torah speaks to us for the first time about Mashiach. Ad ki yavoy shiloi, which shiloi is Melech HaMashiach, shashai shiloi, as Rashi brings in Pashas Vayichi. The first time the Torah ever mentions Mashiach by name, sort of, is in Pashas Vayichi, which is always when Asara B'teves falls out. Asara B'teves Aschalta the Puranusa, Asara B'teves turns into the Aschalta the Geula. There will be Zoichataka, that next week we will feast on Asara B'teves, we will dance on Asara B'teves, and we should take the Oireis of Chanukah that are still with us. And all those, all the Schusim and the Shefa that it says that one could be Zoichat on Chanukah, that it's a Gemara Chasima, and that you could daven for whatever you want during Hadlokas Neiris, and everything that it says about Chanukah continues till after this Shabbos. It's still with us. It didn't leave yet. Of course, we can't light the Neiris tonight, and we don't say Alah Nisim, and we say Tachanun. This is not, we're not talking halachically now. But Beruchnius, the Yom Tov, is with us until after this parasha. Vayigash, Chazal say, means to daven. Ein hagosha el tefila. Vayigash el of Yehuda. Yehuda, well, who is he really approaching? He's really approaching Hashem, as the name of the Melech writes at the beginning of the parasha this week. He's really talking to Hashem here. It seems like he's talking to Yosef. Really, he's talking to Hashem. Bi Adoni. Many Svarim speak about this is the Hagosha of Tefillah. Smichas Geula, the Tefillah, Vayigash El of Yehuda. The union of Tefillah, because now, especially as we leave Chanukah, Vayigash Rosh HaTevis, Yoidu Shimcha Godel V'Noira, as the Svarim say. After the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where we were praising Hashem, that praise has to continue. That's why the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Tevis is from the letters L'Hashem Iti U'Neroim Mashemoi, which means to be Meshabeach and Mimahal Hashem. That Halo V'Hoidah of Chanukah has to continue. It doesn't stop. Chanukah is over. No more Halo V'Hoidah. It has to continue. That's why the amount of Psukim in Parashas Vayigash, which is 106, the simon to remember it is Yahalalel. What does Yahalalel have to do with Parashas Vayigash? It has to do with Teves. L'Hashem Iti in the Rayma Mashemai. It has to do with Chanukah. Halo V'Hoidah. Continue praising Hashem, and even for that which we don't understand, you praise Hashem even for things that seem to be bad. You praise Hashem even chas v'shalom for tragedy. We say Baruch Hashem for everything. The lesson of Chanukah is that everything is good. You think it's left, you think it's below 10, you think it's dark, you think it's outside, you think it's under the domain of Esav, it's really all or, it's all good. Everything is really good. That we have to continue the lessons of Chanukah, and that which Chanukah represents, that which Chanukah stands for, has to continue into Teves, and that will be Mahapach the Teves, turn it into a good month, a month of Or. And Asara B'Teves becomes a Yom Tov. Asara B'Teves becomes a Schal to the Geula. We should take a Bizoicha to feast next week. If Chas V'Shalom, there is a fast, we can have a shir here. The fast is over 5, whatever it is. We can have a shir at 8:45, right? Okay, so continue next week. Hopefully Mashiach will come, and we won't continue next week. He'll give the shir next week. So if there is a need for a fast, everyone should have an easy fast, and a good Shabbos, and a gemach sim metoyva. Maybe give it.